Well, Tony Abbott has ramped up his rhetoric about the Russian president. The prime minister says he plans to shirt front Vladimir Putin at the G20 in Brisbane next month about flight MH17, which was shot down over Ukraine in July. His comments came after the opposition leader Bill Shorten also started talking tough. From Canberra, James Glenday reports.
It's likely to be one of the most anticipated events of the G20, the meeting of two alpha males, Vladimir Putin, the one-time KGB agent, and Tony Abbott, the former Oxford boxing blue.
Look, I'm going to shirt front Mr. Putin. You bet you are. You bet I am.
According to the Macquarie Dictionary, shirt front is an Aussie rules term, referring to a head-on charge that's aimed at bumping an opponent to the ground. But it's highly unlikely that's what Mr. Abbott has in mind. Instead, the Prime Minister plans to confront the Russian President about the MH17 tragedy. 27 Australians and 11 permanent residents were killed when the flight was shot down over Ukraine.
I am going to be saying to Mr. Putin, Australians were murdered. They were murdered by Russian-backed rebels using Russian-supplied equipment. We are very unhappy about this.
Mr. Abbott has already conveyed that message repeatedly, so often that yesterday he was labelled arrogant and insolent in an opinion piece on a Russian tabloid news site. But his pledge to shirt front the president only came after the opposition leader began talking tough. Earlier today, Bill Shorten declared Vladimir Putin should show enough conscience not to come to Australia.
When you deal with international bullies, the way you do it isn't by laying out the red carpet. So no, I don't think he's welcome. I don't think most Australians want him here. The government was talking tough. They haven't proven to be able to do anything to stop him or discourage him coming. I, for one, certainly won't be seeking to meet with Vladimir Putin while he's here. And I think that goes for most Australians.
I'm a bit disappointed that Mr. Shorten seems to be playing politics with this issue. The G20 consensus is that Russia should come. Now, I think that there'll be a lot of tough conversations with Russia. And I suspect that the conversation that I have with Mr. Putin will be the toughest conversation of all.
Members of the Ukrainian community in Australia have also condemned Mr. Putin's plans to come to the meeting, and the Greens say Australia should have better used its influence as president of the G20 this year. But Tony Abbott says he doesn't have the right to deny Mr. Putin an invite and can only give him a piece of his mind.
If the Russian president turns up, he will get, in no uncertain terms, from me, Australia's attitude and our demand from Russia is that it cooperates fully and constructively with the criminal investigation so that justice can be done.
The Prime Minister Tony Abbott ending James Glenday's report.